USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden making changes to Title 42.
The Biden administration is expanding its use of a pandemic-era border measure to begin rapidly expelling illegal immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, while opening a new legal path up for 30,000 illegal immigrants from those countries to enter the United States a month.
They're not barred from trying to come back. They've been turned away. They go back. They try again. They try again.
The president is planning to make his first trip on Sunday to visit the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. I'm Tim Berg.
Chris Cabrera with the Border Patrol Union in Texas says they hope the president will see the steps already being taken.
People are getting processed like they're being removed, and we transfer them to another agency, and then the paperwork gets redone and they get released.
An ongoing atmospheric river continues drenching California in heavy precipitation, including rain and snow. Flood warnings and flash flooding alerts posted in populated areas across 90% of the Golden State. L.A. resident Bryce Zabel says there's a bright side with local rains bringing relief from...
I think for all of us who are seeing rain come to this drought-parched area, it's a relief.
At the same time, the storm reportedly blamed on at least two deaths so far. The son of notorious drug lord El Chapo is in custody in Mexico. Reports say the Mexican army captured prominent cartel leader Ovidio Guzman Lopez during a raid in the northern state of Sinaloa today. There's still no Speaker of the House after the third day of new Congress. Dave Collins has more.
Congressman David Valadao, Republican from California, a McCarthy supporter, fills us in on what is the holdout.
The very straightforward question of what do you want was asked, and it was asked from everyone in the room, I mean, to the point where it was shouts, and there was no direct answer.
Every speaker since 1923 has been elected after just one vote. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Thousands paid tribute to the late Pope Benedict the 16th today as Pope Francis presided over his funeral services at St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. NBC's Ann Thompson with more on the life and legacy of Pope Benedict.
Pope Emeritus Benedict was a scholar. He was a strict enforcer of Catholic doctrine, and he was the first pope to meet with abuse victims.
He unexpectedly announced his resignation during the clerical sexual abuse scandal surrounding the church in February 2013. Back in the U.S., doctors say the first thing Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin asked while in the ICU was, quote, who won the game? Doctors at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center had a quick response.
And, you know, to paraphrase one of our partners, you know, when he asked, did we win? The answer is, yes, you know, Damar, you won. You've won the game of life. And that's probably the most important thing out of this, and we really need to keep him at the center of everything else that's going on.
Hamlin is only able to write and still cannot speak. After suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field during Monday night's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. At the same time, the player's jersey is a top seller. Two men arrested for allegedly attacking four power substations in Washington State on Christmas Day, a crime that led to more than 15,000 homes losing power. The attacks, part of a growing number of similar assaults nationwide. In early December, a substation attack took down power for more than 40,000 homes and businesses in Moore County, North Carolina. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Beat me to sex full times. Only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!